Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
It is very unfortunate, and unfortunately also a lot of Muslims, they have no idea about the sermons of Fatima al-Zahra, and then the sermons of Fatima al-Zahra are very important to read. Now, right. It's not only very important, but it's worth to analyze, to examine, as in, like, and even the words of Fatima al-Zahra in the sermons, and that she gave to Abu Bakr and the Ansar, they are like very eloquent in terms of the Arabic and the linguistics. The words that she used, the verbs. If you just read it, if you're an Arab reader, you're reading this sermon, it's you can just feel that, or like you can easily like acknowledge that this woman is someone from God, that she's speaking as if it's the Quran speaking, you know, since she is an infallible woman. What she says is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because she's divinely protected. And look at like who she was raised with. She was raised by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever like comes out of her mouth, it is from the Quran. And the strong evidence that she presented is always linked to verses of the Holy Quran and the words of the Prophet and the wisdom of the Prophet and the wise sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the merits of Fatima al-Zahra, like the verses of the Holy Quran, like in Surah Al-Insan, when it mentions الَّذِينَ يَطْعَمُونَ طَعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا, that though there are those who feed the destitute, the captive, and the orphan, and this verse specifically was tied to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him. And right. When we say Ahlul Bayt, of course it includes Fatima al-Zahra, and Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, she was the one that baked the bread, and they, like Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, including Fatima, they gave, after fasting for 3 days, the first day they gave it to the destitute. The second day, like before breaking their fast, they gave their food. This is something we can call like genuine altruism, selflessness, as opposed to selfishness, as in that they don't think of like their own self, but they think of other people. It's helping other people. So it's killing the ego. It's killing the I. So we have this impression about them as being very powerful in their faith and very, like firm. They stood firmly, like aside the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't waver at all. So, this is how we can like understand the personality of Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. And it's not just the verse in Surah Al-Insan, also like in the verse of the cloak, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he covered with his Yamani, was revealed. Right. So this is not something turn a blind eye to and go ahead. It's something to like look, just stop at it and think. You know, just stop at it and think of this great lady and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose her over the rest of the women. And as you mentioned, when you mentioned that Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, is among the best four, Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen min al-Awwaleen ila al-Akhirin, that she's the best of the ladies, from those of the first to the ones to the last. So, right. Yeah, and her great status, it's repeating. You can see merit after merit, and it's endless. You won't finish.
Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.